सहनावतु सहनोभुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् ॐ श्रीनारदाय नमो नमः
So Naradji gives us a complete, all-inclusive definition of bhakti. According to him, Naradastu tad arpita akhil acharata tad vismarne param vyakulta iti. Akhil acharata. Akhil acharata? All actions. All actions are dedicated to Lord. All actions are dedicated to Lord means what? All actions are for the happiness of the Lord. Yani ki humne chori kiya and now I am that dedicating to Lord. Tumne kiya. You also have stolen butter, I am also stealing something, it is same thing. Stealing is common, no. Akhil acharta, all good actions should be dedicated to Lord. Okay. Then he gives an example of Braj Gopika Naam. Example, such persons who are doing all actions, dedicate their all actions to the Lord, Braj Gopika Naam. And the speciality of gopis is that it's not that they are just doing actions for the Lord. Their speciality is that they know who Lord is. They know the glory of the Lord. He is not an ordinary person. He is the Lord of the whole universe. He is creator. He is sustainer. He is the self of all being. They all know. So gopis are devotees and gopis are jnani. Gopis are jnani. They know everything about the Lord. And so if that knowledge about your beloved is not there, then he says, what type of love is that? It is said, tadvihinam jaranam iva. That will be like a worldly love. So what is the difference between the love toward the God and love toward the worldly things or the beings or persons? Difference is this. It is said, na asti eva tasmin tat sukh sukhitvam. In the worldly love, in the lower type of love, they don't think of the sukha or the happiness or the joy of others. They are selfish. They want to be happy. Whether the other person is happy or not, they don't think about it. So it is lower type of love. And in the divine love, in the supreme love, they always see that my beloved is happy. For that, I am ready to go to hell. I can take any type of trouble. All sufferings I am ready to take. So bhakta will take all types of suffering for Lord. Whatever tap is required, he will do. Why? Because he want that my beloved tat sukh. Tat sukh means his sukh. If he is happy, devotee is happy. Bhagwan is happy. Like in Braj Gopika Naam, we have seen Dev. Uddhav ji came. Lord has got headache. How the headache will go away? Give the dust of your feet, but he will go to hell. They said, we are already in hell. If my beloved is suffering, I am suffering. So you take the dust of my feet and I am ready to suffer. I'm ready to go to hell. Okay. So this type of love is called bhakti. Then we see that my beloved is happy. That type of love is bhakti. Now here in सूत्र नंबर 25 नारद जी से सातु कर्म ज्ञान योग्य अधिकतरा, इट इज ग्रेटर, इट इज सुपीरियर, सुपीरियर टू थ्री मार्ग्स, टू द ज्ञान मार्ग, टू द कर्म मार्ग एंड द योग मार्ग, मीन द अष्टांग योग मार्ग. भक्ति इज सुपीरियर. हाउ इट इज सुपीरियर? सो वी हैव सीन इन आवर अर्लियर क्लास, वी आर नॉट गोइंग टू गो इन डिटेल, दैट इन ऑल थ्री वी नीड सम क्वालिफिकेशन. In karma mark, we have to know which karma to do, which karma not to do, what is sakam karma, what is niskam karma. And in detail we have seen both sakam karma and niskam karma will not give me devotion. In niskam karma, it purifies your mind only. In sakam karma, you are not thinking about the Lord. So bhakti is superior to karma. In jnana, you have to be sadhana chatushtaya sampan. But in bhakti, you need nothing. Just surrender to Lord. That's all. He will take care. Okay. And in the yoga mark also, we have got yam, niyam and all that you have to do. So some basic qualification is required. But in bhakti, no qualification is required. As it is, you go to Lord and say surrender. Bhagwan, aapke paas aa gaye hain, you take care of me. Okay. So anybody can surrender to the Lord and follow the path of bhakti. No qualification, no pre-qualification is required. Therefore, bhakti is greater or superior to all mark. Then in sutra number 26, it says, Phal rupatvat. Phal rupatvat means it is fruit. It is fruit. So it is the nature of the goal and fruit of all three mark. All three mark means karma mark, jnana mark and the yoga mark. The ultimate fruit is bhakti. Phal rupatvat. And how is this bhakti? Bhakti is sadhan and sadhya, means and goal. Both is same. One and same. Both is one and same. In knowledge, when you get the knowledge, what happens actually is you get mukti, liberation from the bondage. Bondage. We are all bound. So that bondage is removed by knowledge. But in pure love, there is no attachment to be removed. In other mark, we are thinking we are all bound. Is it not so? We want to be mukta, liberated. Then we do this, and by knowledge we remove ourselves. No, I am a karta atma. I can never be bound. So this way we do. But in bhakti, there is no attachment. No attachment. So there is nothing to be removed. So bhakti is like a ripe fruit, sweet and juicy. And it gives you joy. During the sadhana time also you enjoy. So knowledge is means and bhakti is goal. Gurudev writes about phal rupatvat, beautifully said here. All of the paths described so far are the means that will take the seeker to the end, the final goal of the spiritual experience. But in devotion there is very little difference in essence between the means and the end, between the way and the goal. In love, love alone is love's own end. It is well known to all that love is its own fulfillment. Bhakti is both the sadhana, the means, and the sadhya, the end. So long as residual vasanas are still lingering in the devotee's personality, constitution, devotion is a path, sadhana. But when, as the result of his love for the Lord, his vasanas disappear totally, a stage comes to him when his supreme love itself becomes the Lord of love supreme. That bhakti itself becomes the Lord supreme. Now, sutra number 27.
Ishwarasya yapi.
ईश्वरस्य अपि
अभिमानद्वेषित्वात्
दैन्यप्रियत्वात्
ईश्वरस्य अपि टुगेदर ईश्वरस्यापि अभिमानद्वेषित्वात् दैनप्रियत्वात् च
ईश्वरस्यापि टू द लॉर्ड आल्सो Lord also abhiman deshitvat. There is a dislike for the ego. Or Lord doesn't like ego. Sida sida baat. He doesn't like ego. He will see that your ego is broken. He will see that. If you are in the bhakti mark, he will see that your ego is not there. Again and again he will create such situation that your ego is smashed. Dainya priyatvat, and love for the meekness is there. Dainya. Meekness is there and he loves that. Okay. So main obstacle for realization is ego. You can't remove ego by your own ego. Ego cannot be removed by ego. So Ishwar hates ego. In all other paths, in karma, jnana and yoga, ego can come. In karma, jnana and yoga, the ego will come. Why? Because there is a self-effort in all three. In karma yoga, you have to put in effort. In jnana also, there is effort required. In the yoga also, ashtanga yoga also, effort is required. So a pride may come and ego come. Oh, I have spiritually grown this much. So I have made siddhi of my chakra number 1, 2, 3, 4. I have reached up to fifth stage. Or, I have done Vivek and Vairagya, or I am attending satsang for 20 years, pride may come. I know better than you. You came only 3 months ago, you joined satsang. I am doing for satsang. Pride may come. And Lord doesn't like that. Okay. So self-effort is needed in all three. In bhakti also effort is needed. You have to do puja and all the karma for the happiness of the Lord is there. But the pride in bhakti will be minimum. And Lord will not accept your pride. Ego, he will not accept. So bhakta surrenders totally. Arjun also surrendered to Lord. You have to surrender. First thing is to surrender. We have to surrender. And bhakta will say, I know nothing. Lord knows everything. He will take care of me. Like, have you seen the kittens? Kittens. They know nothing. They are like bhakta. And the mother, she will pick up. She knows where to keep them. So bhakti is just like kitten. And a jnani bhakti is like a baby monkey. Baby monkey is not the mother is holding baby. It is baby holding mother. Have you seen? Mother monkey jumping from one branch to other branch, the baby is holding mother. But in the case of kitten, it is the mother who is holding. She thinks about the safety and everything about her. Similarly, the bhakta surrenders and he thinks God knows, Lord knows everything about me and whatever I need, he will take care, he will provide and everything. Okay. So Lord helps bhakta, a helpless bhakta who is compassionate. Lord will help. Very good. Why Lord hates ego? Because that separates a bhakt from Lord. That separates a person from the Lord. Ego. Oh, I am different. What is ego? I am this much. I am different from all others. I am different from Lord also. Therefore, Lord hates. And ego gives you suffering also. The moment you think you are individual, it gives you suffering also. You are collecting vasanas. You are getting sufferings. So when we surrender, Lord will take care that the ego doesn't come between me and Lord. He will take care of that. Okay, Gurudev writes in 65, There is a great danger to all seekers striving in the path of karma, jnana and yoga that they may discover a vanity in their own progress, because in all those paths there is an inherent consciousness, self-effort constantly involved. Self-effort is there, but a devotee has a less chance of developing such a vanity in as much as he is constantly conscious that all his spiritual progress, whatever be its dimension, is all but the blessings of the Lord of his heart. A kitten, like it. Love of God removes all arrogant self-assertion and painful self-glorification from the devotee. Not only that the seeker striving on the path of devotion will not have any arrogance in his heart, but the Lord in his divine mercy comes to help him the more for the eternal child, the gopi's lover, his infinite compassion on the meek and the subdued. Therefore, a man of devotion invokes his grace upon himself more readily, more naturally. This is another reason why devotion of the Lord Bhakti is nobler than all known spiritual paths of realization of truth. Bhakti is not only a means, but it is an itself, its own end. Love is a fulfillment by itself. Love seeks for nothing else than its own inherent satisfaction, which at the best source to the very joy infinite. Now different teachers indicate different factors as the spring of love. Where from this love is coming? What are the factors? So different teachers are giving different sources from the bhakti is coming. Then after that Naraji will give his own view. This is the style Naraji is taking. First he gives the definition of bhakti by other acharya. Then he gives his own definition. So what was the definition of bhakti given by other acharya? Puja, katha, sravanam, then atma chintan. And then he gave his own definition. His definition was akhil acharya. All dedicated action. So all dedication includes puja also is there. Katha Sravan is also there. Atma Chintan is also there. So all inclusive Naraji. Similarly, now he is going to discuss what are the sources from where this bhakti springs. And then he will give his own view. Sutra 28.
Tasya jnanam eva sadhanam iti eke tasya jnanam eva sadhanam iti eke.
Some acharya say like this. Eke means some acharya, they say this is one of the source, one of the factor from which the bhakti comes. What? Tasya, or devotion. Tasya, devotion. Jnanam eva, knowledge alone. Eva means alone. Knowledge alone is the source of that bhakti. Sadhanam iti, the means. So some acharya say knowledge alone is the means for love divine. They say pahle gyan chahiye. From gyan mein bhakti aaye. They're very simple jnana bhakti. Suppose you have never seen our Prime Minister of India, Modi ji. And if he comes to Yamunotri one day, if he walks in and you come to know that the Prime Minister of India, Mr. Modi ji, has come, Narendra Modi, will you not get up out of respect and reverence? Jnanam. Jnanam means, who is he? The moment you come to know, respect comes. Respect will come. Bhakti will come. So without knowing a person, we can't love him. Suppose you don't know, you are traveling in a plane, you are next to seat somebody, some country, some president, prime minister, or high official is sitting next to you. You don't know him. So do you love him? Do you get up? Do you respect him? No. So knowledge is first required, na? Knowledge is required. Who is he? Then the respect will come. So more we come to know about his glory, more we love. When we come to know about our Lord Krishna, who is he, the more and more we learn, more and more love will come. When Arjun saw the Vibhuti, Viswarup, Darshan, after that his bhakti increased. When he came to know more about Lord, that he is all in all, his bhakti increased. Same way, whenever we come to know the glory of Paramatma, we start loving him more and more. And then when we come to know that the Paramatma is our protector, he protects us always, more love will come. When we come to know that he is our protector, hamari raksha karte hain, then more love will come. When we come to know that Paramatma is infinite, all-pervading, substratum of the world, maintenance, sustainer of the world, love will come. You see, in Bhagavad you will find whenever Paramatma appears before any bhakta, after seeing he starts doing the stuti. You will find many stutis in Bhagavatam. Why it is so happening? Because when they come to know about the Paramatma, and after that, the praise of the Lord starts, bhakti comes. Okay, some acharyas say, knowledge alone is not the means for devotion. Some acharyas may say, knowledge is not alone means the means. If you know someone great, do you love him? Even after knowing, someone, other party member may not love. They know the greatness, he is the president of our country. Knowing after that also other party may not love. They know the knowledge is there. May not love. Okay. Same way, I can love a person even without knowledge of greatness of person. It most happen, he is my friend. I am from the outside also seeing his personality. Sometimes you say, I gel with him. You don't know much about him, but the first time you see him, you feel good. The children and the mature people, good vibes, we are getting good vibes. He is negative, sometimes we say positive is coming good. In Gita, Lord says, Jnani is very dear to me. He is my own Atma. Lord says, he loves him most. But it's not that. We have got the exception also. Like Dhruva and Sabri, they never knew the glory of the Lord. But they are the great bhakta. They are great bhakta. It shows not always the knowledge is the source for bhakti. Like Dhruva and Sabri, without knowing about the Lord, they were great bhakta. So here acharyas are discussing the general rule found in the majority of the devotees. Dhruva, Sabri and others are exception to him that do not prove rule. Gurudev says, it as the very source from which the entire universe of the name and forms have risen and by whose grace alone the universe is maintained, then the individual's devotion increases. The moment we come to know about his power, he is the creator, he is the sustainer, and he is the dissolver, bhakti will come. Yet, for all these, we must still admit that a mere dry knowledge alone is not sufficient. Devotion to an ideal entirely depends upon our faith in it and our love for it. Constituted as we are today, unfortunately, we cannot have a faith in an ideal, nor come to love it, unless we have a very clear knowledge of the ideal. Therefore, to say that the knowledge is the source of bhakti is not wrong. And if we understand that the bhakti cannot come to sign without knowledge, certainly it is not an absurd statement at all. The Lord Himself in Gita says, among them, the self-controlled jnani who has a single-pointed devotion to me is the best. At the same time, Dhruva, Sabari and others are examples of resplendent devotees who had reached the highest without any knowledge of the glories of the Lord to start with. But we must recognize that the above two examples in the Puranas are the exceptions. The Sutra is indicating the general route and prescribing for the larger number. The Acharya quoted here are discussing the general route found in the true majority cases, Dhruva, Sabari, and they are exceptions that do not prove the rule. Next Sutra, 29.
Annonya ashrayattam iti anne.
Annonya ashrayattvam iti anne.
Annonya ashrayattvam iti anne.
Annonya ashrayattvam iti anne. Mutual dependence iti anne, declares others. So some other acharya says they are mutually dependent on each other. Mutually dependent on each other means knowledge is dependent on bhakti, bhakti is dependent on the knowledge. From the knowledge you reach bhakti, or from the bhakti you reach knowledge. If you have got the knowledge of the Lord, then bhakti will come. And if you have got the bhakti, you come to know about the knowledge, know about the Lord. So they are mutually interdependent. So other great acharyas say knowledge and bhakti is interdependent. If you know the greatness of someone, you may not love him, but if you love someone, you will like to know him. There is no contradiction between jnana and bhakti. In Uttarakhand of Ramayana, Tulsidasi says, Kak Bhusundi is a jnani bhakta. And Garudji asked him, what is the difference between jnana and bhakti? Is there any difference between jnana and bhakti? He said, no. Well, it is just like Ram and Sita. Jnana and bhakti is like Ram and Sita. Or like a sea and waves. Is there any difference between sea and wave? No. Similarly, he says, jnana and bhakti is one and same. There is no difference. Consciousness reflected in intellect is jnana. Consciousness reflected in mind is bhakti. Consciousness reflected in body is seva. A karma. Consciousness, it is the same consciousness. We are going to prove that the jnana and bhakti is one and same. How do we prove? Consciousness in intellect is jnana. Consciousness shining in our mind is bhakti. Consciousness expressing through our body is seva. Why you are saying seva? Because in all scripture they tell us to do seva only. Dedicated. In Bhagavad Gita also we find karma yoga. In Narad Bhakti Sutra also the definition of the bhakti is all actions should be dedicated to Lord. This is bhakti. So they, in Upadesar, what is said there? Jagat isidhi yukta sevanam ashtamurti vrit deva pujanam. Again seva. Jagat isidhi yukta sevanam. Sevanam? Seva. Sarv. Okay. How is this jnana and bhakti? Bole, like in all cinema you see two brothers were there and they got separated for a long time, 30 years, no see, and after that they are reunited. Jnana and bhakti is like that, they are united after. It's one and same. It's one and same. Not different. Bhakti is the attitude of the heart and the jnana is the attitude of the intellect in a person toward his creator. They vehemently insist that in actual experience both are one and same. And from the Vedanta angle we have already seen all are same through consciousness. Bhakti's fulfillment is in knowledge and knowledge revels in bhakti. Each without the other is an ugly abortion. Hence the sutra insists that they are mutually dependent. Next.
Swayam phalarupata iti.
Swayam phalarupata iti.
Brahma kumaraha. Swayam phalarupata iti. Brahma kumaraha.
See. Brahma Kumaras, who are the Brahma Kumaras? Brahma is Brahmaji. Kumaras, son. Son of Brahma Kumara. Sanat Sanandan, Sanatan and Sanat Kumara. So what is their view? The son of Brahmaji, Sanat Kumara, Swayam Phalarupta, by itself, it is its own fruit. So Sanat Kumara say, God love is its own fruit. This is what is said by Brahma Kumaraj. So once Naradji went to, actually they are Jnani Bhakta. Sanak Sanandan Sanatan and Sanat Kumar, they are Jnanis. They are called Nibritti Margi. Nibritti Margi means they don't go in for actions and all that. Brahmaji told them, Tumko banaya, tum chalo, now you start, get married and family banao, bachche karo. They said, nothing doing. First disobedience by sons. First ever disobedience by son. Abhi bachche aapki baat nahi maante, doesn't matter. Even at the time of the first creation, they didn't listen to father. Okay. So Narad ji said, I have studied 64 vidya, but I am not feeling fulfilled. I am not happy, still not happy. Not happy. But you are all jnanis. You are always happy. Naradji is also son of Brahma. So said, okay, batao kuch karo. It's not that Naradji didn't know the spiritual knowledge, he knew that also. But you cannot experience sukh unless you abide in that self-knowledge. Unless the abidance happens, you cannot experience it. We all know tattvamasi aham brahmasmi, we all know. Are we experiencing bliss? No. When we will able to experience bliss? When we abide in that. When abidance happens, then the bliss will come. So Sanat Sananda, Sanat Kumar, they said, what you have to do? You have to do bhakti. Your all knowledge is dry knowledge. I am a PhD in physics, chemistry, math, all PhD. These are all dry things. And Naradji gave him the 64 degrees. He said, I have got so many degrees. All dry. Advice, chalo bhakti karo. Not only that. And you spread bhakti. You do bhakti and spread it also. The more you spread, it will grow more. Simple. Bhakti is like that. The more you spread it, more you share. Like knowledge, more you share, better you are. Acha. It is the same love, you know, the love which we are with the OET, persons and beings. But our love is contaminated. It's not pure love. It is contaminated by ego and desire. Our worldly love is contaminated by ego and desire. And we are talking about the pure love. So through seva, you develop love. Through seva. Seva means what? Service. Service means what? Always go back to the main definition of Naradji. Seva means what? Akhila acharit. Akhila achar. All your actions should be dedicated to Lord. Akhila achar. Continuous, we have to do that. But the most of the people, they wait for receiving love. Start, go on and giving love. Okay. So bhakti is always full of love. Therefore, there is a statement also, love thy enemy also. Give love. The more you give love, more it will come. It will grow. So bhakti is means and bhakti is goal. So Sanat Kumar's opinion is devotion in the heart grows to discover its own fulfillment. But demand for love is more than supply. All the worldly people who are suffering, they all flock around Swamiji. Why? Who can give you? Only a bhakta can give you bhakti, na? And what is bhakta? He is loving. He is sharing his love. But now Naradji is going to give us, tell us his view. According to Devarshi, none of the above cited three conditions. What are the cited three conditions? Knowledge is the source, number one. Interdependent. And third is Swayamphal Rupta. Swayamphal Rupta is the third. Who gave this Phal Rupta, Swayamphal Rupta? Brahma Kumaraj. They say the above cited three conditions is sufficient to open up the floodgates of the devotion in the hearts of the seeker. There is yet something to be done by the devotee. To establish this opinion, he gives two striking examples in the following sutra. Now he is giving examples that there is some deficiency in all these three. Something more is to be done. Now who is putting in this extra thing? Naradji is going to put extra thing.
Rajagriha bhojanadishu
tathaiva drishtatvat
Rajagriha
means home. Rajagriha means home of Raja or palace. Rajagriha bhojanadishu. In bhojan adi. You can take other examples also. He is giving example bhojan. Food. Tathaib in the same manner. Drishtatvaj. Because it is seen, demonstrated. So because it is seen, demonstrated as such in the examples of palace and dinner and so on. So in the three sutra, in the earlier three sutra, we find sutra number 28. Tasya jnanam eva sadhanam iti eke. Somebody said that bhakti comes from knowledge. Sutra number 29, anyunya asrayatvam iti. They are mutually interdependent. From bhakti you can come to jnana, from jnana you can come to bhakti. Sutra thati swayam phal rupata iti brahma kumara. To show that above three factors are not competent to inspire sufficient love to Lord, the sutra gives now example, beautiful example, two examples. One is, you see, to know a king, it's good. You know a king, or suppose you have got a picture in your drawing room with Modi ji. You all have pictures with Guruji, or our Mukhya Swamiji comes, or with Swamiji. We take a picture.
take a picture and get it.
Mere taking a picture, can you expect a grace or trust of king or guru? Just we have got a picture. For social status, it's okay. You can say, yes, sir. Yeah, I know Mr. Modi, you know. I can contact him over phone. You can see all these things. But can you earn his trust? Can you get favor from him? Or even if you know the whole palace, you know the what is the Andar Mahal and Bahir Mahal, which is the outside and the corridor and this and that, you know whole plan of the palace. But if you want to enter, you will be stopped at the gate, isn't it so? Right? Ruko? Kahan jata hai? You cannot trust, earn the trust of king just by knowing king. So what you have to do? You have to love and serve king to get his trust. Very simple example, is it not so? Just by knowing king or with a photo of the king in your house is not sufficient to earn his trust or get his favors. If you want to have his favor, then what you have to do? Either you love and serve king or the country which he is governing, which he is ruling. If you do that, then you can get it. Same way, just by knowing or listening, Mahavakya is not sufficient to enjoy the godly patronage or live in God's state. Thus, Mahavakya is not competent to give you the final result. Just by knowing Mahavakya, Tattvamasi, are you able to experience the bliss? No. So what is to be done? For that experience, we have to love Lord and please Him to gain full Lordship within ourselves. He is present in all of us. So we have to do that. Similarly, on taking a dinner, our hunger is satiated and we experience joy of fullness. Bhakti is not for bhakti only. Devotee wants to experience bliss of the Lord. All devotees want to experience bliss of the Lord inside him. With doing puja, 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 at the time of doing puja and katha sraban, you get some joy. But that is not the ultimate thing. This is during the sadhana kal you are experiencing. When you reach the goal, that love will come inside you. It will express in your heart. So merely knowing the ingredient and their mutual interdependence and how to make dinner is not sufficient to give us joy of fullness. If you have got a recipe and you know after putting this sauce and this sauce, then the interdependence is there. If you add this, this will happen like this way. Mixture will give you this taste. So only knowing the recipe will you get the joy. No, you don't get joy. So bhakti is swayam phal rupa, but the bhakt gets fulfillment when the experience of Lord's presence on own heart. Devotion to Lord increases existing bhakti in seeker. Regular and sincere practice of bhakti by seeker will enhance the love toward Lord. Thus Naraji with the two examples of palace and dinner indicates that the jnana and the mutual independence and swayamphal rupa are not alone the source of true love toward the Lord. Love for Lord grows in heart of the seeker by giving love at his feet. You have to love and serve. We will see one more sutra.
Tasmat saeva.
Tasmat saeva.
Graya. Mumukshubhihi.
32.
Oh, 32. 32.
Natena
Rajaparitoshaha Kshudha Shantirva नतेन राजपरितोषक्षुधा शांतिर्वा
तेन बिकॉज ऑफ द नॉलेज अलोन राजपरितोष द फेवर ऑफ द किंग क्षुधा शांतिर्वा द सेसिएशन ऑफ हंगर नॉट पॉसिबल सो इफ यू want to have satisfaction or satiation of your hunger, you have to prepare, eat dinner. As per recipe, you have to bring the material, cook it, and then eat it. And if you want to earn the trust of king, then you have to love and serve. That we have seen in our last sutra. You have to love and serve him. Then only you can earn his trust. So same way, just by bhakti you can't feel bliss of the Lord. We have to love and serve Lord to become one with him, to experience bliss. We must learn to court the king and exhibit our faithful loyalty to him and the country, or we must be willing to prepare and serve, enjoy the dinner. By the above examples enumerated, Sri Narada wants to indicate that by mere knowledge of what is devotion and its springs, we shall never come to gain the end of the sorrow and reach the realm of the Lord's own bliss. We must seek and strive, love and serve in order to come to experience the nature of the infinite truth, the glory of the Lord of the universe. On the whole, this noble son of the creator Brahma Kumara Sri Narada wants to empathetically assert that there is no single source from which the devotion springs forth of its own accord without the devotee's honest, sincere and full participation and intelligent involvement. Many times you will ask me again, sarva, what is love and sarva? Again and go back to the definition of given by Naradji. Akhil Acharta. Akhil Acharta, all dedicated action. Jagat Ishidhi Yukta Sevana. This way we have to serve and love. In other way it is Karma Yoga. Karma Yoga.
Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.